Magnificent Souls to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our kids, our spouses, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 93, a solo episode again today about love. And if you don't know me yet, my name is Lily. I love big, and I help other people love big too. And today, some musings about lies that we tell ourselves that block us from love, what they mean, and ways that we can open up to true love. And don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts at epiphanyvault.com. Remember, it is a safe place, and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate, share, and review so that we can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. So on to today's show, the juicy topic of love. So love is the thing that everyone wants and that no one really talks about, at least at a deeper level. And love for most people seems scarce. Love is the thing that we give when people have only proved themselves to us. I'm going to say that slower. Love is the thing that we give only when people have proven themselves to us. But it's also the thing that we most crave. And we have probably been craving love for a long, long time. It's the thing that sells movies, sells songs, sells apps, and so many other things. But for some of us, it feels very far away. Either we are constantly in search for it, or we have walled up our hearts so tightly that it's hard for true love to enter. And what I've come to learn is that love is really and truly abundant. It's not something that we have to worry about going away. It's not something that we have to fight for. It's not something that we have to get perfect, but it's really in the end our imperfections that are the most lovable things about us. And contrary to popular belief, love is not super hard. I've learned that loving is actually easy if some certain criteria are met. So I wanted to talk about that today and a couple of lies that we tell ourselves about love. And by the way, if you have a specific thing that you think about love, like a lie or a limiting belief that you've been noticing, send it to me at the Epiphany Vault, and I would be honored to discuss it here. So the first myth we are busting today is that deep love doesn't really exist, that it's only in my imagination. And this is a hard one because I've been there before. I've said things to myself like, all the good men are taken. And this lie will tell us that love is scarce. Dating gurus will say, have an abundant mindset. Y'all, it is super hard to keep that mindset when you're on dating apps or trying to date consciously, yet you keep getting ghosted or you're finding yourself having sex early in the dating relationship. Also, I think most men and women feel like they have to be someone else to attract their soulmate and to find love. And sadly, that's the advice that's out there right now. Like, tips on how to make your dating profile perfect or what to say or do on your first date. And that aim for perfection will keep us further and further away from ourselves. So it's no wonder that we think deep love doesn't exist. So the opportunity for us, if this rings true for you, is the deeper root cause healing surrounding the concept of deep love. Have you ever felt truly and deeply loved? If you are at all like me, which I think that you may, maybe you may not have felt this before. For me and most of my relationships until my deeper healing, they've been conditional or based on in codependence, which basically means that I need to sacrifice myself for the sake of the other person. The opportunity for healing here is the emotional trauma rooted in this belief, because deep love really does exist. We want to know that we have, you know, that everyone tells us really that we have to have deep love for ourselves first. And what I know now is that loving ourselves first is really giving ourselves the opportunity to heal. You know, you'll see people out there that say, just have self-love and love will come to you. Yes and no. If we don't feel that love deep in our body, then it's not really working. And here's another one that really gets me. If you don't get too close to anyone, you can't get hurt. In theory, yes, this is true, of course. But if you don't try, there is no opportunity. There's no opportunity for love. There's no opportunity for pain. There's no opportunity for rejection. And this limiting belief serves us so well. It does, serves us so well on many levels. And this is like next level protection. It's actually very smart of us to do this, because if we probably have likely been hurt by many people many times over in our lives. Yeah. And I am the president of that club, y'all. And I honestly think that my whole growth and development from here on out is in learning how I can be safe around people. And that's real talk. But here's the nuance in this conversation. You can still protect yourself and open your heart. The first thing that we have to realize with this lie is that what we are really asking for is to have love, deep love, without fear. Y'all, we can't. We can't. We can't have intimacy without fear. It's just not possible. Intimacy is fear actualized and witnessed in the safe presence of another. So we talk about romance here, but we could talk about friends, mentors, teachers, coaches, whatever. But intimacy is vulnerability. And that is how we feel connection with the right people. So really what we're asking here is, how do I be vulnerable and not get hurt? There are people out there, there are teachers that will say, oh, just communicate. And sometimes we communicate too much. We end up oversharing. Sometimes they tell us, you know, I used to have friends tell me, just tone it down a little bit and keep it light. We feel like we are being vulnerable, but then we end up getting hurt. And when we do, it's like another like scab. It's like another scab on our heart that is piled on top of another. So no wonder why our heart feels cold. But from what I've learned, those things don't work, because most of the time they are with the wrong people. The right people, y'all, will be able to handle all of us, all of us. We are not too much. And if they can't, they will at least be self-aware enough to recognize that something's off within them, not us, within them, and perhaps bring it up for discussion with us or with, you know, therapists or coaches or practitioners. And yes, y'all, this even happens in the first stages of dating. This has happened with me. Attracting the right people is less about writing out your letter to your soulmate or writing down the qualities that you're looking for in your true love, but about embodying them yourself. So those energetic boundaries, if you listen to the last episode, if you haven't, I would recommend that. But it's about the same things that I was talking about in the last episode. It's really about translating those energetic boundaries into dating. And having a filter for the right people to enter is really the embodiment of those energetic boundaries. And you get those by the deeper root cause healing. And when I learned about how to self-regulate myself, and this happens, this doesn't happen all on your own, y'all. It happens with people like practitioners, like I continuously talk about, therapists, coaches. You know, if you're noticing these patterns, you know, this is a call out. But when I learned that I was looking for other people to help me feel better, this was a big turning point for me. But all of that really comes with a deeper level work. And I really hope that helps you in your quest. I want you to know that you are not broken. You are not destined for bad relationships. You are not destined for a loveless life. The love that you have to give is vast. It's within you. You don't really have to protect your heart to feel love. It is possible to open up that light. Reach out to me via Instagram or the Epiphany Vault if this hits home for you. And I also have something coming up in 2022 I'm going to announce soon that is all of this work combined in one place using my Date with Authenticity framework that I teach my clients. So hopefully that will serve you if this is speaking to you today. But in big love, I'll see you soon.